next speaker is Dr. Joan Hughes, and her talk is going to be on how mentorship puts the ed in edtech. Dr. Hughes is an associate professor of learning technologies at the University of Texas at Austin. Her research and teaching examines technology integration in teacher preparation programs at K-12 schools. Her current work examines content-based approaches to educational technology instruction and inquiry-based approaches to professional development.
Good afternoon, everyone. I contribute to the EdTech ecosystem through mentoring and focusing on the ed in EdTech. Mentorship is a catalyst for inclusive participation, perseverance, and success. And such success has led my students who have graduated, which are represented by the orange circles on this map, to contribute to the EdTech field globally. Today, I'd like to share some stories about four of my former graduate students, Shantia, Gloria, Rachel, and Xavier, who've all earned PhDs or MEDs in learning technologies at UT, and they all put ed in ed tech. And they do so by prioritizing research-based educational perspectives in their work, and by impacting specifically students, teachers, principals, parents, and others. So first, Dr. Shantia Kerr is one of only 20 African-American professors out of 500 at the University of Central Missouri, where she teaches in the Educational Technology Program. Her expertise is in online teaching and learning, which has led her to leadership in her institution's initiatives to expand their online courses and online programs. She also has recently started reviewing for an international organization called Quality Matters, which uses research-based assessment to determine quality in online courses, which is serving over 500 institutions at this point in time. Now, while she values her role in the EdTech community, as this quote from her illustrates, perhaps her more important contribution is being an African-American woman scholar in the EdTech field. And in terms of my mentorship with her, she noted that she learned a lot by observing my work in a male-dominated field, and she particularly noted my fortitude, work ethic, spirit of excellence, and my trust in her. Next, I'd like to introduce you to Dr. Gloria Gonzalez-Dulacchia, who's a game development consultant. She is the only K-12 education expert who's currently helping a company called PsyCorp here in Austin to develop a sixth grade math video game, in which she noted to me, game developers often don't think about the game being used in a real classroom. So her work is to test the game with teachers and students, and thus she has improved the game's design and interface so that students, and especially girls, and teachers will want to use this game in the future. This game may be deployed initially in all 190 Department of Defense dependent schools around the globe. In terms of mentorship, as you can see in this quote, she felt that her work with me doing educational research in schools and classrooms really prepared her to do the consulting work that she's doing today. I'm gonna skip that slide. Next, I'd like to introduce Dr. Rachel Barrera, whose expertise is in online education, specifically MOOCs. She has worked with an international team, multilingual team, to develop what is considered to be the first MOOC in the journalism field with the Knight Center for Journalism in the Americas here at UT. She has continued as a postdoctoral fellow in which she's continued to participate in design, teaching, and assessment in the 8 MOOCs that they've developed since fall of 2012 that has reached 33,000 journalists in over 150 countries. And Dr. Barrera considers the core to MOOC learning to be responsive teaching activities. In terms of my mentorship of Rachel, as you can see from this quote, she really felt that I was key to her success in completing her degree and considering options for the future. And just for a note, her postdoc is coming to a close, and she's very open to new professional opportunities. And she is in the audience. I'll introduce her at the end. Finally, Mr. Xavier Maldonado is an assistant professor at Garcia Middle School in the San Antonio area. He's also a former classroom teacher and instructional technologist and Air Force major, retired. He focuses away from the shiny new technology du jour and instead focuses on changing curriculum, structures, and pedagogy. And in his BYOD program at his school, he insists upon substantial professional development that battles inertia. He insists upon using frameworks to think critically about the use of technology. And finally, incorporating technology integration as a key component in his new teaching hires. So I've had to very quickly introduce four recent graduates who I've mentored and who I think are putting the ed into ed tech. And this, we have a lot more students in our learning technology program currently, which some are portrayed here, who are going to join us in this ecosystem soon. Finally, I'd like to say that you can add a catalyst in the EdTech ecosystem by mentoring as many people as you can, and especially those who are underrepresented in the EdTech field. And you can put the ed into EdTech in your work. And if you're unsure of how to do that, you can seek out people like the students and graduates that I've presented today to help you in that work. And collectively, we can all change education. Thank you. And Dr. Rachel Barrera is in the second to last row. If you want to raise your hand, Rachel.